by all means, do children colour in the fish diagrams that we've left on the seats for you this morning. We'll be using those a little bit later on. But I want to begin this morning by asking a question. Who knows what the word repent means? Anybody got any idea at all? Lady over there, you've got your hand up. What do you think the word repent means? When you take back what you said? Yes, fantastic. When you take back what you said. Any more ideas on what the word repent might mean? No? Repent is a bit like saying sorry. It's a bit like turning around. It's a bit like turning your back on something that was and taking on something new. But as you said, it's a bit like taking back what you said, saying sorry for it, and hoping that you're not going to do it again, or perhaps you're going to speak in a much more kindly way in the future. Really good answers. I've been thinking this week about the word repent and what it really means. And it is literally that turning around, or us wanting to be set right with God again. Because we know that at times in our lives, we're always going to get things wrong, aren't we? Sometimes we're going to say the wrong words. Sometimes we're going to do the wrong actions. Sometimes we just say and do things that really are not kind and are not good. And repentance is just a means of us saying sorry to God. And perhaps if we're brave enough and bold enough, saying sorry to somebody that we've upset, asking them to forgive us, but also we're asking God to set us right again, to accept our repentance or our saying sorry, and we're promising not to do it again. And sometimes we've just got to work really hard at saying sorry, haven't we? Sorry is not one of those words that's easy for us to say sometimes. It sometimes takes quite a lot of work to acknowledge that we've gone wrong. And it's a bit like those shadows that we saw right at the beginning. Sometimes we're living in a way in which we're looking at the world very shadowy. But if we allow the light of God to shine in our lives, then when those animals went from being shadows to actually working out what they were, if we're living in the light of God, we're actually seeing things for what they really are. We start to see the world around us a bit like God sees it. God doesn't see things in shadows. We do that when we get things wrong. But God wants us to be a people who walk in light and to actually try and see things and see other people for what they really are. Now, back in the time when Jesus was walking on the earth, religious teachers of the day were often gathering lots of students about them, lots of people who would spend their lives learning from them, all about the law and how you interpret the law. And these students would later on go on to be teachers themselves. So all the religious teachers often looked for new pupils, people to learn from them and to be the teachers for the future. And quite often, you would think that they would want to take the best students, wouldn't they? They'd want to take the people who were perhaps the top of the class, thinking, right, if they're a really top A-grade student, they're going to learn so much from me, and they're really going to be able to interpret stuff for the future. They also thought that all the learning had to take place right up there in the amazing temple, which was located up in the fancy city of Jerusalem. But today, in our reading that Rachel read for us earlier, we saw something a little bit different. We saw Jesus doing ordinary things, and we saw Jesus talking to ordinary people. He wasn't talking to the A-grade students of the time. He wasn't going into the temple and finding the best people to be his disciples. Instead, Jesus was just walking along beside the Sea of Galilee, and he saw ordinary people doing ordinary things. In this case, he saw a group of men doing the trade that they'd been brought up to do, because they were fishermen. They'd been brought up as fishermen. Likely they would have come from generations of fishermen in their family, and going out fishing was all about feeding not just your own family, but being able to sell those fish as well, make a bit of income for yourself. And it was quite a skilled trade. It's not just throwing a net over the side of the boat and hoping that when you pull it in, there are going to be fish in that net. It takes a little bit more science than that. It's about learning to read the signs, learning to read the water, knowing the times and seasons of the year when fish are likely to be feeding in different places. But Jesus goes along and he asks really ordinary people, people just like you and me, to be his disciples. And in calling ordinary fishermen, Jesus is saying you don't need to be a grade A student to come and follow me. You don't need to be found in a rich and holy temple to be my disciple. You can be found in an absolutely ordinary place doing nothing particularly special at all, but I will still call you to be my disciple. And it's a wonderful thing when Jesus calls us, because he not only calls us, but he also equips us as well. He gives us the things that we need to be his disciple. Part of that is meeting together in church regularly to worship alongside other disciples just like us, to hear God's word explained to us, but not just to keep it to ourselves in our church buildings, but actually to go out there and put word into action. Because if we just hear God's word and we don't do anything about it, God's word is just going to fade into insignificance, isn't it? If we don't do something about it, it's as though we're hanging on to it for ourselves and we're not sharing the good news of Jesus with other people. When Jesus called those first disciples, they were so excited to be called. They were so enthusiastic with this mission that they'd received from Jesus that they couldn't keep it to themselves. They took a really big step of faith because they left everything they had. They even left their trade as fishermen to go off and follow Jesus. That was a massive commitment for them to make. It just showed that they were prepared to give everything up. They realized that Jesus was so special, so unique, that they had to literally drop everything and go and follow him. And sometimes when we hear those stories about Jesus, it's easy to think that Jesus was able to do those amazing things because he was really important, amazing, and special. And of course, he was. But at the same time, it might be easy for us to think, well, Jesus was so amazing and so important and special. How could I possibly do any of those kind of things? I'm not the sort of person who's able to compare myself to Jesus. But we're reminded today that is not how God thinks about us. Because to God, each one of us is very important. Each one of us is so special, so unique, that God can't help but look out for each one of us. And God wants us to respond in return. Now, do you have any idea what you would like Bertie to be when he grows up? Any hopes, any dreams? Now's the time to say them. Oh, you want him to be a footballer. Are you a footballer? No? So he's not following in your footsteps, literally, is he? But you're hoping he's going to be a footballer, he's going to learn all the skills that he needs. Is it Manchester United, Manchester City? Stoke City. That was about a third of the room full of cheers. If Bertie is going to grow up to be a footballer, of course, he's going to need all those skills. But growing up as a disciple of Jesus means we also need to acquire a new skill set as well. And these are things that aren't necessarily difficult for us to learn. A lot of it is about faith. Faith is one of those things that sometimes we just have to hear God's word to us and we have to act on it. Faith sometimes calls us going to places we didn't expect to find ourselves. Faith calls us sometimes to be really bold and tell other people about Jesus. Because if Jesus brought even the most ordinary people to be his disciples, people to shine as lights in the world to the glory of God, then Jesus can call us as well. And he does. And he calls us, and we're called to respond when God calls us, and we're called to follow him. And all of us from ordinary places can go out there and prove that we're worthy of God's calling by telling other people about Jesus. And sometimes we think, well, I'm not bold enough to do that. I'm not confident enough to tell people about Jesus. But sometimes that can just start with the little things. Sometimes we just need to think about something amazing that's happened in our life. Something we didn't expect to find. We can call it one of those aha moments. We can call it a God moment when something special happened to us. And we're reminded that God sometimes works in those unexpected times, unexpected places as well. And sometimes just sharing those moments of when we think God has done something amazing for us can be ways in which we connect with other people and we can show other people just how good and how special God is. It took those disciples some time to learn all the things that Jesus taught them, but they did eventually get it. They understood what Jesus was teaching them about how to live in God's way. And they didn't keep that information to themselves. They took it out from beyond the Sea of Galilee and they went for themselves. And they went and said and they did many of the things that Jesus had done. So if Jesus' disciples, who were ordinary people from ordinary places, if they could follow Jesus and do what he did, then it means that we can do exactly the same things as well. It doesn't matter how ordinary or even how extraordinary we are. We can do the same thing as Jesus did and the disciples did. And that's the good news that God wants to share with us today. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you that we are ordinary, yet at the same time, we are all extraordinary as well. We pray, Lord, that you will fill us today with your Holy Spirit, that we will be challenged to go out there and spread the good news of our faith, and we will try to make more disciples for Christ, through the words we share, through the actions that we take, and through the way that we live our lives. May we draw more people to you. Amen.